Podcast. Welcome to the Keeping It Real podcast with Zulma, the Swearing Therapist. Hi, I'm Zulma Williams, a licensed clinical social worker who likes to keep it real and swears a lot. Today, I like to discuss honesty versus transparency, because a lot of times we get those confused. So, honesty is telling the truth. Like, I ask you a question and you tell the truth, you answer my question. Transparency, on the other hand, is volunteering the information even if I didn't ask you. For example, this happens a lot in romantic relationships where, let's say that, the man, let's say it's a heterosexual relationship between a man and a woman. And the man got a message from an ex-girlfriend and doesn't say anything. But he gets home, and if the partner asks, like, did your ex text you? He will say yes. Because he's being honest. But he's not being transparent because he's not volunteering the information. And why will she ask, did your ex text you? Like, that is not something that is going to be on an everyday conversation. So this is where being transparent is comes into play. Because let's say that he comes home and he says, you know who texted me? Zulma, my ex-girlfriend, she just wanted to know what was going on and what's up and how I'm doing. That is being transparent, and it will prevent a lot of issues, because if the partner later on finds out that Zulma texted him, she'll be probably butthurt, and it's gonna be an issue because she'll be like, why didn't you tell me? He might say, well, I didn't say anything because it's nothing and I didn't want to create a situation. But okay, so the situation is being created now. So a lot of times when we choose not to be transparent about a particular situation, most of the time is because it makes us uncomfortable to bring up that conversation. This is not about the other person. This is about me choosing not to share because I don't want to be fucking arguing about Zulma contacting me and I didn't fucking respond and she means nothing to me, whatever. But I'm choosing not to open the door right now. And what happens is that usually the other person gets hurt because it's not like, why wouldn't you tell me? If you have nothing to hide, why wouldn't you tell me? So a lot of times, women will come and say, like, oh, John at work said blah blah blah, but because she has no interest in John and there is nothing going on with John and whatever, she will be transparent. But men, on the other hand, will do the opposite because there is nothing going on and they don't like Zulma and whatever. They will not say anything. So the women, because John is not important and she has nothing going on with him, will be transparent. Men, and again, I'm overgeneralizing, like in most cases, men, because they don't like Zulma and they are not attracted to her and she doesn't mean anything, will not say anything. So the situation is the same. But we are wired differently. So that's why we will approach the situation differently. So a lot of times we use the, oh, I didn't want to hurt your feelings, No, it's because you don't want to have this shitty conversation because it makes you feel uncomfortable. So again, use transparency and just say that. I had somebody, I've been through a situation myself about this. A friendship of 15 years, 16 years, and she was not transparent with me. And it highly traumatized me. I was very depressed because not only was I put in a situation that I was not expecting, but also it made me question the friendship. And actually, I'm not friends with that person anymore because I cannot trust you. If after 15, 16 years of friendship, you pull some shit like that, how can I trust you in the future? And a similar situation happened with another friend who knew about this first friend and how traumatized I was, and she was transparent with me. Although choosing that could potentially create a lot of anxiety. So friend number one, my now ex-friend, said, "Oh, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to cause anxiety." No. Fuck that. You didn't say anything because you didn't want to feel uncomfortable about creating that anxiety in me. Friend number two, which we clearly are still friends, she came to me, told me about this situation, and actually, after about, which was potentially anxiety provoking for me, but she chose to be transparent about it. I actually, we went to lunch recently, and I told her, like, I so appreciate you being transparent with me. Because after the other situation that traumatized me so much, you know, like I really, really appreciate you being so forward and being transparent about what was going on and what could potentially happen. And I was told about the first situation that, I'm not approachable, so that's why she, that was another reason that she didn't say anything. And then my friend, friend number two, she said, "Well, it's not that you're not approachable, it's that it makes me uncomfortable to bring this up, and that's why I choose not to do it. But I chose to do it with you because I wanted you to know and be prepared for what could potentially happen." So when we have a situation that could potentially be so uncomfortable, are we choosing to have that difficult conversation, or are we hoping for the best, continuing with life, hoping that the other person is not going to find out? Well, why didn't you tell me? Because she didn't ask me. Why the fuck would I ask you if your ex texted you? That is not something that is going to come up in regular conversation. So you being transparent and bringing it up so I don't get those surprises later, something is going to happen sooner or later. It better be. I much rather have, especially in a romantic relationship, a partner who will be transparent with me. So I don't have to be, do I supposed to fucking like be asking questions that I'm not even thinking of, so that you can be honest? Because if I ask you the question and you answer the question with the truth, then you're being honest again, but not being transparent. So, what are you going to choose to be? And I'll invite you to reflect on this I'm not bringing this up because it makes me so uncomfortable and I just ignore the issue until it becomes an issue. Do I choose to be honest or do I choose to be transparent? And there are some situations where maybe it is better that we are honest and not just blur out everything that is going on. But I will invite you to really take a step back and consider this situation from the other person's point of view. How much is this going to affect the other person in a negative way? With my ex, now ex-friend, it was so traumatic, and I went into a depression, and I was grieving not only the situation itself, but the friendship. We were like family. And sorry, I cannot. The first time that you do me wrong, shame on you. The second time you do me wrong, shame on me for allowing it. So I won't be able to trust this person. Not only that I'm not going to be able to trust her, it's like she didn't realize, like she's to this day, it's been a year and a half, and to this day, she doesn't know what she did wrong. So I'm not, I don't know what to tell you. Like, so I'll invite you to consider being, why is it that you are making that choice to be honest or to be transparent, and to choose what is best for the situation, for the overall situation, not for the situation right now that I'm going to be uncomfortable or you're going to yell because my ex texted me or whatever. Like it, I'm going to find out sooner or later. So wouldn't it be better to kind of like take care of it? Because then if you are being transparent with me, that increases the trust, that builds trust. But if your answer is like, well, you didn't ask me, you see how that can affect the trust in the relationship. I hope you found this helpful. Please subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at the Swearing Therapist. And I'll see you next time. Bye.